Hi, everyone, and welcome back to EnglishClass101.com. This is American Business English for Beginners, Season 1, Lesson 1, Introducing Yourself in an American Business Meeting. Becky here.
Hi, I'm John.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to break the ice and actively introduce yourself in a business meeting. The conversation takes place at a trade fair.
It's between Linda and Paul Henderson.
The speakers are strangers, therefore, they will speak formal English. Okay, let's listen to the conversation. Hello, I'm Linda Baker from Green and Blue.
Hi, pleased to meet you. I'm Paul Henderson. I'm the sales manager at Rainbows.
Nice to meet you. Here's my business card.
Thank you. Here's mine.
Listen to the conversation one more time, slowly. Hello, I'm Linda Baker from Green and Blue.
Hi. Pleased to meet you. I'm Paul Henderson. I'm the sales manager at Rainbows.
Nice to meet you. Here's my business card.
Thank you. Here's mine.
Do Americans use business cards when they first meet a potential business partner?
Although business cards aren't as large of a part of business culture in America as they are in other countries, they are still used.
What does a typical business card include?
A typical business card includes the employee's name, company name, and their contact details. Usually, these are contact details for work, such as a work email address or direct line, but sometimes they can include personal contact information, depending on their job role.
As for the design, business cards are kept plain and professional, but will usually have the company logo on them.
More decorated and colorful business cards are becoming more popular, especially for businesses related to art, design, or media.
When do you usually exchange business cards?
Usually during the first meeting, after the first handshake. While handing it to the other person, you can say, "Here is my business card."
Is it okay to ask for someone's business card?
Yes. If you meet someone new and need their contact details, you can ask if they have a business card, or you can give them yours.
Okay, now on to the vocab. Let's take a look at the vocabulary from this lesson. The first word is...
Hello.
Used as a greeting.
Hello. Hello.
Next we have...
To be pleased.
To be happy with something.
To be pleased. To be pleased.
Then we have...
Sales manager.
The person in charge of a company's sales.
Sales manager. Sales manager.
Next up is...
Business card.
A small company card that has one's name and contact information on it.
Business card. Business card.
And lastly...
From.
Indicates point of origin.
From. From.
Let's have a closer look at the usage of some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first word is...
Hello.
This word is used as a greeting. You can use it any time of day.
Though it may sound casual, in America it's quite common, even for a first-time meeting, to be used in a business setting. For example, you can say, "Hello, sir. How may I help you?"
If you're still not sure, when dealing with clients and customers, use "good morning," "good afternoon," or "good evening," as they sound more formal. Okay, what's the next word?
To be pleased.
Meaning, to be happy with something.
Pleased is an adjective, and it means happy and satisfied.
You can use this adjective to show that you are happy about something. Pleased is more formal than happy, but isn't so formal that it can't be used in more casual situations.
For example, you can say, "I'm pleased that you could make the party."
There's also the verb to please, which means to make someone else feel happy. Okay, now on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn how to break the ice and actively introduce yourself in a business meeting.
When you introduce yourself in a business meeting, you give your name first and then add your company name as well. Usually, people give their full name and avoid any nicknames.
Let's give some examples.
My name is John Smith, and I work for the ABC Company.
This sounds very polite and would be best in formal settings or when speaking to somebody who has no knowledge of you or your company. You can also use shorter sentences.
Right, for example, I'm John Smith from the ABC Company, or even John Smith, ABC Company.
The second one is more informal and quick, and is best used in a situation where you meet many new people in a short period of time.
You may be in a situation where you have more time to talk. Other things you can include are your job title, the location of the branch or office you work at, and the number of years you've worked there.
For example, hi, I'm John Smith from the ABC Company. I've been an engineer at the LA branch for 7 years.
Sometimes you may be in a situation where deciding who introduces themselves first might be a little tricky.
Right. However, if the meeting is in an office, then the person whose office it is should go first.
If the meeting is in a neutral place, and you know that the other person has a higher position in their company, then let them go first as well.
Finally, if you don't know the other person's position, then whoever says hello or makes eye contact first should take the initiative.
Okay, now let's see some words for professions that can come in handy when making introductions in a business setting.
For example, an engineer is a person who designs things, such as systems and materials, using scientific knowledge.
A salesperson is a person who sells goods to customers.
An office worker is a person who works in an office, usually doing computer-based tasks.
A mechanic is a person who fixes and maintains machines.
An IT worker is a person who works with information technology, computer information systems, hardware, and software.
Listeners, be sure to check out the lesson notes to learn more profession names.
Attention Android, iPhone, iPad, and Kindle Fire users.
Want to learn English on the go with your mobile device?
Then download our free app, Innovative Language 101.
You get all of your favorite English Class 101 lessons inside this app.
So you can learn anywhere, anytime.
Go to EnglishClass101.com/ILL-APP to download Innovative Language 101 for free. Okay, that's all for this lesson. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
See you.
Hello, I'm Linda Baker from Green and Blue.
Hi, pleased to meet you. I'm Paul Henderson. I'm the sales manager at Rainbows.
Nice to meet you. Here's my business card.
Thank you. Here's mine.